Good morning and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host, and today is the 25th of August, 2019. We're coming to you from our World Broadcast Studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm glad you joined us today. So what's today's topic? Today's topic is the leadership crisis. You know, I believe we have a systematic leadership crisis in this country. We have far too many people who refuse to take responsibility for their actions. Far too many people who have abrogated their authority to someone else. Parents who are taking direction from their kids, husbands who are not leading their families, teachers who are not leading in their classrooms, politicians who are not leading but being led by special interest groups, media outlets that are being led by a minority of far left-leaning kooks, businesses that are being led by people who are unwilling to lead by example. The list could go on and on. So where does it start? It starts in the home, Mom and Dad. It starts with you. How are you raising your kids? Are you raising a generation that respects people, that's willing to work hard for what they earn, a generation that wants to improve and help others improve? Or are we raising a generation of lazy, self-consumed, entitled, hyper-dependent brats who only skills involves a mastery of video gaming? Now, some of you parents are doing a fantastic job with your kids, and you know who you are. And other parents have stepped back from their responsibilities as parents and are letting their kids raise themselves. Is that a problem? You can only imagine. If you want to raise kids that can make a difference in this world, let me make some suggestions to you parents. Number one, take responsibility for your kids. They are your kids, after all, and they're your responsibility. Communicate with your kids every day of their lives. Talk about what they want to talk about, their dreams, their hopes. Be an influencer in their lives every day. You know, kids are always looking for influencers, and they try and find them on social media. They need you to be their primary influencer. You better be a good example for that before you decide to be a primary influencer, though. When they want advice, they should go to you, not social media, and ask some 14-year-old how they should live their lives. They should go to you. Teach them responsibility, to take it for themselves, their life, their actions, their responsibility. Teach them the value of hard work. Teach them to help others. Teach them to be kind to others. Teach them to respect others, especially their elders. Teach them to say please and yes, sir. They should be primary parts of their vocabulary. Teach them to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. I don't care if you're from New York, California, South Carolina, wherever. Sir and ma'ams will help your kid in ways you can't even imagine. It's called respect. Teach them to let others go first, to hold the door for others. Teach boys to respect girls. Teach them manners. Teach them character. Teach them to be honest. Teach them to be happy and not complain. Teach them to treat everyone with the same level of respect. Teach them values. Teach them to be positive. Teach them to be grateful. Teach them about honor. Teach them to have self-confidence and humility. Teach them to care about others, to have compassion. Teach them to respect themselves. Give them unconditional love. Dad, be the dad to your sons and daughters that they need. Moms, be the mom that your kids need. Show them how to treat others. Show them how to treat their wives and others, husbands when they get married someday. Teach them about courage. Teach them about respecting the flag, the country they live in. Teach them to respect the men who fought for the freedom they enjoy, to respect the law and those who are sworn to uphold it. Teach them to have a code of honor. Teach them to be a friend. Teach them to be dependable, to be on time. Teach them how to be accountable for their own actions. Tell them you love them every day. Be there for your kids. Teach them courtesy, civility. Lead your kids. Teach them right from wrong. And tell them not to do wrong. It's one thing to know right from wrong. It's another thing to have been taught from the day you were first able to understand that you don't do wrong. We need more parents who are standing up for right in their households. Teach them there are consequences for their bad decisions. Teach them to stay away from drugs and alcohol at all costs. Did you hear that one? A lot of suicides going on in this country right now. A lot of overdoses going on in this country with kids today. Why? Wonder if it starts in the household. Stay away from drugs and alcohol at all costs. Teach them to be selective in the friends they choose. Here's another one. Parents, find a good church that you attend and make your kids go with you until they can make the decision, the wise decision, to go themselves. Be an example for excellence in your home. Train up your kid in the way he should go, and they will, when they're older, not depart from it. Wise words. Yeah, you think so? How about the workplace? Are you setting an example for excellence where you are? Are you trustworthy? Are you hardworking, dependable? Are you a leader? Are you taking care of the ones that you lead in your place of business? Are you setting an example? Do you genuinely care about those you lead? Do you communicate to them? Do you treat them with kindness and respect? You know, being a leader means taking responsibility for those you lead, helping them to be the best they can be. You take a second seat and put those you lead before you. It's called servant leadership, and it works. We need leaders in this country. We have enough followers. Are you a parent? Are you leading in your household? Are you leading in your place of work? A teacher, policeman, lawyer, doctor, soldier, factory worker, IT worker? Whatever you do, are you being a leader? Are you a CEO, a president of a company, or some company owner? If so, are you leading by example? Are you building your people up, or are you tearing them down? Are you connected to your people? Are you demonstrating compassion, kindness? Are you fearlessly leading people to excellence every day? How about you younger listeners, teenagers? You know, it's never too young to start being a leader. Number one, take responsibility for yourself and your actions. Be the best person that you can possibly be. Be the absolute best person you could be every day. Show kindness and compassion for others. Don't let anyone drag you into a pit of drugs. Stay away from alcohol. Let me tell you something else too, in case nobody's told you this. You are worth something. You are loved. Don't let anyone tear you down. Choose your friends wisely. Make a difference for good. And if you ever need help, find a responsible adult, preferably mom and dad, an aunt or an uncle or grandparents, someone you can trust. Stand up and be courageous. You can make a difference. Leadership, you know, we could use a lot more of it. Be a leader today, wherever you are. Be a force for good, wherever you are. There are a lot of good and decent people in this world, and make sure that you're one of them. If not, start being one today. I'm glad you joined us today. Until next week.